5:12 to go in this second quarter. And the Patriots are going to have to start to get together and still keep their attitude and trying to drive the football and put on a score here before the half is over.
So USA comes out of the formation on the right hash at the 35-yard line with three men in the backfield in the T formation, Beachy under center. There's a snap, and it's a handoff to the first man. That's number 28, Brandon Harper. Gets ahead for about a yard. According to the placement, though, it's a gain of two. Brings up second and eight for the Patriots. Any idea on the tackle there?
No, I was tackling a fish.
Ah, okay. So 54 on the tackle there.
Oh, 54, I got it.
Oh, thank you. Thank
my
you.
Other spotters over here.
You know, I love fish, but not when I lose my color commentary. All right, so a two-yard gain for Brandon Harper, number 28, his 11th of the night. Brings up second and eight with two receivers to the left, two men in the backfield for Beachy under center. And there's the snap, and it's a handoff to number 25, McKay Jones. And he's hit right at the line of scrimmage, but according to the officials, a gain of two. And is brought down to the 40-yard line, brings up third and five for the Patriots at their own 40-yard line.
And Josh Keyes making the hit for the Pirates, and that, speaking of color commentators, he was one of my lead announcers last night at the JV football game.
There you go.
Ron did a nice job.
Ron was called into duty of the reserves there to announce for the JV football game as USA JV traveled to Harbor Beach last night. And now it's third and five. Ron, what was the final on them?
Oh, it was like 28-6.
As this one was, Beachy tried to make the pass, and it was actually tipped as he was running out of bounds. And it was intended, number 25, Tim Zub, dived back about four more yards, but is incomplete. Ground caught that one instead of Zub. Brings up fourth and five.
Well, looks like they're going for it right now, and if they don't make it, it gives a good field position right now. I don't know if I'd go for it in this area with the score 28-0. And the score last night, it was 48-6, Clark, with a running clock.
So it is now 28-0 here, Harbor Beach, and as USA is punting this one away, good punt down to about the 37-yard line where it goes out of bounds, where Harbor Beach will take over with 3:31 remaining in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 28-0 over USA as USA punts it away, and Harbor Beach's offense back on the field with 62 yards to go for a score.
Well, again, the Patriots have to take and hold the ground. They can't afford to let the Pirates put any more points aboard here before halftime. They have to stop them and maybe get the ball back in good position and try to tack on some points for themselves.
I agree.
And if you hear any scores out there,
call the station.
Call
the station. 269-1021.
Okay. Don't tweet us because it'll knock us off air.
No, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not checking Twitter right now.
Oh.
So it's first and 10 for Kraft. Now in the spread formation, changing things up here. One man backfield and two out each way. And this is a pass intended for number two, Travis Essmaker, and it's complete. And he finally brought down to the 50-yard line after a 12-yard gain. First and 10 with 3:21 in the second remaining.
Zub looked like made the tackle as he hopped over. And the Pirates are now in a hurry-up offense here as the chain is set. And the Pirates are also with a slot to the both sides of the field. And, man open touchdown, Aaron Ginther.
And it's a 50-yard, or I should say a 40-yard pass to number 47, Aaron Ginther. He trots in for the last 10 yards. Touchdown, Harbor Beach, with 3:07 remaining in the second quarter. It's now 34-0, Harbor Beach.
I'll tell you, Kraft threw that ball up in the air, had a nice spiral to it. Even I could have got underneath
that. Wow,
that's
saying a lot.
I'd have to get down there.
Okay,
first,
all right. Yeah. But if you were down there,
you could
have found. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yes, you have to do the math. I think the folks out there know that, you know, I'd never run under it.
You were a lineman back in the day, weren't you?
Yeah, both sides of the ball, unfortunately.
Okay. And the kick is up, and it's good, making it now 35-0 with 3:07 left in the second. It's all Harbor Beach, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for a cell phone without a long-term commitment that actually works in the Thumb area? Are you sick and tired of bad reception from the other guys? Then it's time to get on the fast track with Thumb Cellular. And right now, they have the hottest deals of the season. Thumb Cellular has prepaid no-commitment rates as low as a penny a minute and 3 cents a text. Now, through October 31st, get the Motorola Z6M cell phone and a $20 prepaid card for just $39.99 with free activation. This card gets you over 600 minutes or 600 texts. Also on sale is the LG 260 Rumor cell phone with a $35 airtime card and free activation for just $59.99. Remember, with Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid cards, there's no credit check, no contract, and no overages. You must act quickly because this sale is through October 31st only. So stop by Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe Carol Pigeon in Sandusky. Then you too will know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
And it's now 35-0 Harbor Beach as Aaron Ginther boots one all the way down to the 5-yard line and goes into the end zone for a touchback. USA is going to take over at their own 20-yard line. They need to get on the board, and they need to score in bunches, as you say.
Well, they need bunches, but, you know, they got to score the first one, and with 3:07 to go and the Pirates up, 35-0, they have to score.
Yep, indeed. So it's 1st and 10 for the Patriots at their own 20-yard line, moving right to left across the road. They have, I guess we'd call a 3-minute drill before halftime here, with two receivers to the left, one to the right, two men in the backfield, and Beachy is under center. And there's the snap. Beachy looking back to pass, passes to his right, intended for number 28, Brandon Harper, hits him in the ankles, incomplete. That was intended at about the 20-yard line, but nothing going there, brings up 2nd and 10.
The reason he threw it at his ankle, Mike Lukowski was in hot pursuit to bring him down, and he decided to get rid of the ball instead of stop and throw it correctly.
So it brings up 2nd and 10. USA now has ran 27 plays, 20 rushing, 7 passing. And brings up 2nd and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Two men in the backfield, Beachy under center. With 3:06 remaining in the second quarter, clock is stopped due to the incomplete pass. Beachy back to pass once again. This one's intended to number 88. Dan Rickeney brings it in on the slant. Down to the 31-yard line, and a first down as well. Gain of 11. First down for USA.
Travis Esmaker on the hit for the Pirates.
And that's the 8th time Beachy has attempted to pass, and that's his 3rd completion of the night. He's 3-for-8 for 28 yards. 1st and 10 for the Patriots at their own 31-yard line as the clock is starting to continue to wind down. 2:54 on the complete pass. 1st and 10, T formation for the Patriots, and this is handoff to Esmaker. In the bounds.
Looks like 16.
Number 16, McKay Jones, the ball carrier there, gains about 2 yards before he's stopped by a wall of Pirates.
And Tom Sutherland leading the charge, and he was my 2nd announcer. And he also did a fine job.
Well, if you had 2 more announcers behind you, I'm not very sure how much announcing you actually did.
Well, I'll tell you what, I only did the first quarter. So if they thought that was me on there, they were wrong.
Okay, so it's 2nd and 8 for the Patriots. T formation. Beachy looking back to pass, and he passes right at the hash. And that's a complete pass to number 88, Dan Rick, once again. A gain of 11. This sounds familiar. And they're out to the 48-yard line, 43-yard line.
Eli Kraft on the hit, along with, I believe it was Travis Esmaker.
And that's actually a gain of 8 on the pass to Dan Rick, his 2nd completion of the night on 2 attempts. And just like that, USA is starting to get a little bit of roll. Harbor Beach not anticipating the pass here. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Reverse that. And 2 men in the backfield with Beachy under center at the 43-yard line. Quick pass to number 22, almost picked off by Aaron Ginther. Pass intended for number 22, Ryan Nitz. Incomplete, though, and bring it next with 1:48 remaining in the second quarter. 35-0 Harbor Beach over USA.
Aaron Ginther had that in his sights. He had anticipated a short pass to the left side, and he almost picked that off and put on another six.
Yes, that would have been a pick six for certain.